We're continuing the Shir on the Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Mokoyim Shenoagu Lilmoy Torah Shebichsav Bischar, Mutar. In those places where the custom is that when teaching Chumash, a person gets paid to do it, then the teacher is allowed to accept payment for that job. Avol Torah Shebalpeh, Osur Lelameid Bischar. Whereas for teaching Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, those things, a person is not permitted to accept payment for that. In the Shulchan Aruch, it goes into all kinds of details as to how this is, how we follow this halacha today. But Rav Nosson Zal starts off with the general concept that's presented in the Shulchan Aruch. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer b'maymar Tehila l'David b'simen Yud Beis. This halacha was obviously written while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. Rav Nosson Zal refers to him as Neiro Yoyer. Rav Nosson Zal says we find in chapter 12 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says, Shemi shehu tzadik v'loimei toirosoi lishmo. A person who is a tzadik and he learns Torah properly for the sake of Hashem, not for personal honor, not for any personal benefit. V'toirosoi zako mo'id, and his Torah is very pure. Afal pikein, despite that, still, behechrech tzorech sheyeh b'toirosoi eze b'chinas sheloi lishmo. There has to be, in his study of Torah, a little bit of loy lishmo, a little bit where it's not 100% for Hashem's kovod, kedei sheyucha lahamshich shefa lo'olam, in order that this tzaddik, with his study of Torah, should be able to bring shefa, sustenance, to the world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, b'smoylo oishev chovod, that on the left side of the Torah, you have wealth and honor. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in Likutei Moran, well, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Rabbeinu Zal says there's the right side of the Torah and there's the left side of the Torah. And usually, the tzaddikim try to stay to the right. However, because of the fact that wealth, when the Torah uses the term Oysher V'chovayit, it refers also to parnos and sustenance, comes from the left, Hashem kaviyochel forces even the tzaddik to veer to the left sometimes, a drop, just enough where it gives him the connection to the left side that he needs in order to be able to draw oysher v'chovoy to the world that it needs, which is necessary, parnosa, etc., etc. Kimei chumash einoi nikra lamden. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there that a person who studies Chumash or Tanakh, from that you do not acquire the title Lamdan. Rak mi sheloimed Gemara upoiskim. The title Lamdan applies only to a person who learns Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Yud Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about these topics at great length. He speaks about different types of study of Torah. How it is when tzaddikim study Torah, how it is when people who are not tzaddikim study Torah, and when a person studies Torah for the wrong reasons, chas v'shalom. Ki Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh hu bechinas yoyim v'layla. Rav Nosson Zal says, the written Torah corresponds to day, and the Torah shebal peh, what we call the oral Torah, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, corresponds to night. Kemuva, as is brought, Shemoshe Rabbeinu kishohoye barakia hoyoloi made Torah shebichsav bayoyim v'Torah shebal peh balayla. That Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was up in heaven for the 40 days and 40 nights, the Gemara tells us that by day he would learn Torah shebichsav, at night he would study Torah shebal peh. Vaydeze yoda ben yoyim volayla. And that's how he was able to distinguish and to differentiate between day and night. Kemoi Shehevi Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes this Gemara at the end of Torah Yud Beis, and also in chapter 3 in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas yamin u'smoil. And this concept of day and night also corresponds to right and left. Shehem b'chinas yoyim v'olayla. Nimtza shetoyra shebichsav hu b'chinas yoyim b'chinas yamin. So therefore, the written Torah corresponds to day, corresponds to the right side. V'yamin hi b'chinas lishmo. And we speak about a person studying Torah on the right side. We're referring to a person who's studying Torah lishmo for all the right reasons. Kemo yishom Rabbi Yisrael Zal, as the Gemara says, on the pasuk oirech yomim b'yamino, that the Torah has long life on its right side. So the Gemara says lemayiminim bo, meaning to those who emphasize the right side, meaning she'oiskim lishmo. They're studying Torah for all of the right reasons. Whereas we know that the words loy lishmo, the two words loy lishmo make up the word smoila. Exactly. Smoila means the left side. In the words loy lishma, you have the lamed repeated, so it's the same lamed, but if you take all those letters, it makes up the word smoila, the left side. Aval Torah shebal peh hu b'chinas laila, b'chinas smoil. Whereas Torah shebal peh corresponds to nighttime, which corresponds to the left side. V'alkein shom mizgaber b'yoyser ha-sheloy lishmo. And that's why the forces of loy lishmo are much stronger regarding the study of Torah Shebal Peh. Gemara, halacha, that's where a person is much more vulnerable to having the wrong attitudes. This attitude of loy lishmo, where he's learning Torah for the wrong reasons. Shehu gam kein b'chinas smoil. Because we said Torah Shebal Peh is the left side, and Loy Lishma is also the left side. So there's a natural connection there. Kamei shekosuv b'smoila oyshev echovoid. V'yam Rabbi Senuzal, shehu b'chinas sheloy lishma shenikra b'smoila. The Gemara says that, but that b'smoila refers to Loy Lishma, which is on the left side. V'alkein osur lelame Torah Shebal Peh b'schar. And it's for this reason that a person is not allowed to receive payment for teaching Torah Shebal Peh, ki kishemalamed liktanim, because when a person is teaching Torah Shebal Peh to small children, to ktanim, ktanim can mean children, ktanim could also mean beginners, people who are beginners in the study of Torah Shebal Peh, hu bechinas sheina, shehu bechinas moichin dekatnas. When a person is teaching children or teaching beginners, that type of teaching is referred to as sleep or as moichin dekatnus. Dahainu shetzorich lohoyrid sichloi ulahal b'shoisoi kefi moyach hakoton. Because what happens is the teacher, who's usually much more advanced, has to lower himself. And he has to cloak his knowledge. He has to take his knowledge and dress it up in order for the children or for the beginner that he's teaching to be able to understand what he's saying and to be able to grasp and be introduced to the limud of Torah Shebal Peh. Vayideze nischadesh v'nizdakech moichoy. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us that when a person goes into moichin dekatnus, that gives the person an opportunity to renew, to rejuvenate and renew his moichin. Kal yidei b'china sheino nischadei shamoya. Because, Rabbeinu Zal says, we know that when a person sleeps, sleep is a time that the moyach receives a hischachus. A person is tired at night. Their brain is feeling very tired and sapped at the end of a long day, an intense day of intense brain work. The person goes to sleep and they wake up feeling refreshed. They're able to think clearly, etc. The moyach had a hischachus in the shena. Kamoy shekosav Rabbeinu Shom b'maymar ashrei hom, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in Torah Lamed Hey in Likutim Ram. And there Rabbeinu Zal mentions that there are a few different types of sleep. There's sleep where a person goes into bed and closes his eyes. There's another level of sleep when a person lowers the intensity or the depth of the learning. A person who's used to learning on a very high level and then he comes down, down, down to learn very simple, easy things, that's like sleep for him. And when he does that, just like sleep gives a person his chatshu samoichim, this person lowering himself to that lower level of das also gives him a chance for his moich to be nischadesh. And that's also how Rabbeinu Zal over there explains the statement in the Gemara, where one of the rabbis said to the other, "Katamchi liyanuka," when you're going to want to give a patch to a child, do it with a shoelace. In other words, don't patch with a leather strap, do it with a shoelace. Be very gentle. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that liyanuka, a small child, represents the sinyan of moichin de katnus, a low level of intellect. Rabbeinu Zal interprets that al chidish hamoichin al yidei bechina shena, that that's referring to the rejuvenation of the brain that a person experiences through sleep by lowering the level of das. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Lamed Hey, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Kigam halimud shel hamalamed im hakoton. Because when a teacher who's knowledgeable is teaching a person who's not much less knowledgeable, whether it be a small child or a beginner, that's also an example of shena, through which the brain gets rejuvenated. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says that when you're teaching Torah Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to do it for money, so that you shouldn't thereby strengthen the forces of loy lishmo, meaning, for example, that the learning's being done for money. He's not learning for Hashem. He's not learning to give Hashem nachas. He's learning to make money. And when a person is learning loy lishmo, then instead of, and again, he's learning with a small person on a lower level, so it's an aspect of Shena, which is supposed to be his Chachu Samoichim. This person is not going to have his Chachu Samoichim. Ki yenase chas v'shalom b'chinas susfise dedavo. Because what will be caused is the opposite. The Zohar HaKadosh uses a term like the dust, gold dust, like when you're refining gold, the dust that falls away, that the waste matter of the dust is called susfisa dedava, shehu bechinas achirus hamoichem. That represents the concept of a spoilage of the brain, where the brain gets messed up. V'alkein osru lelame b'schar, kidei sheyucha lechadesh moichoy al yidei alimud emakoton shebechinas shena. And this is why we say a person is not allowed to be teaching Torah Shebal Peh for money, because we want, when he's teaching this child or this beginner, we want the teacher to experience his chachu samoichim. And if he's doing it for money, it's very close to a concept of loy lishmo. It can pull him down where he will not get chidush hamoichim. He'll mess up his brain. Ve'ikar hachidush hamoyach hu levaroi mebchinas susfisa dedavo shua psoilas. When we talk about a person renewing and rejuvenating his brain, we're talking about cleansing the brain from that susfisa dedavo, from that gold dust, which is the waste matter. Kemoy shemavur shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Ve'ikar ho'isur hu betor shebal peh shu b'chinas smoil b'chinas lailo. And the Shulchan Aruch says the main isur of taking money for learning applies to Torah Shebal Peh, which is associated with the left side, which is associated with night. Sheshom mizgaber b'yoyser b'chinas hasholoy lishmo, because that's most vulnerable to the loy lishmo aspect. Avol Torah Shebichsav, whereas the written Torah, Shehu Bechinas Yoim, which corresponds to day, Bechinas Yemin, which corresponds to the right side, Bechinas Lishmo, that corresponds to studying Torah Lishmo for the right reasons, Ein Shom Pachad Kol Kach MeBechinas Shelo Lishmo. We're not that worried over there regarding the Loy Lishmo problem. There, there's much less chance, and the person is much less vulnerable to the Shaloi Lishmo, because he's on the right, he's not on the left. ki ba'Torah shebichsav ein mezgaber kol kach hashaloi lishmo kanal. Because by the Torah shebichsav, the thoughts of loy lishmo are not that strong. The forces of loy lishmo do not battle as strongly when it comes to Torah shebichsav as they do to Torah shebapeh. Because when it comes to Torah shebapeh, they know they have a much better chance of success. That's like their arena, their ballpark. It's the left side. It's nighttime. That's the time of the Sitra Achra and the Klipos. Al kein mutar lelamdo bischar b'mokoyim shenoagu. Therefore, a teacher is allowed to receive payment for the teaching Torah shebichsav in those places where the custom is to pay. Ki b'chinas hasheloi lishmo ein mezgaber kol kach shom. Because the loy lishmo is not that prevalent when it comes to the study of Torah Shebichsav. Vazai, and then, Adarabba, just the opposite. Roy lelameid bischar. It's even preferred to receive payment for the teaching. Why? Ki af imachmaze yovoi eze pniyadako shiloi lishmo. Because even if you're going to say that, one second, if he's getting money for it, could be when he's teaching the Torah, he's going to have in mind the money and not Hashem. Even if he's going to have a small deviation from the Lishmo, and he'll be thinking, Aloy Lishmo thought, Hinech Sheves Lamaila. It'll actually be an advantage. It'll be a benefit. Me'achar shekol ikar limud Torah shebichsav hubichinas Lishmo kanal. Since, as we explained earlier, the vast majority of learning and teaching Torah Shebichsav is naturally Lishma. Since 99.9% of it is Lishma, then when a person receives payment for it, which is a slight deviation to the left, possibly, that could only be an advantage and a benefit. Azai tzrichin sham daika eiz a tnua kala vedaka shel shaloi lishma, because in that kind of scenario, in that kind of circumstance, where you have a lot of Torah shebichsav, a lot of lishma, you need a slight deviation to the left to loy lishma, kedei lahamshich shefa, in order to be able to draw sustenance from Hashem, bechinas b'smoyloi shevekovod, which we know comes from the left side, from the b'smoyloi shevekovod. V'al kein muter lelamda b'schar. Therefore, it is permissible for the teacher to be accepting payment for the limud of Torah shebichsav. Ki bevadai lo yizgaber shom harbe hasheloi lishmo. Because even if there's going to be a little loy lishma, we're not afraid that it's going to expand and turn into a lot of loy lishma. You know why? Ki hu bechinas yoim. Because Torah shebichsav is daytime. Bechinas yamin. It's the right side. She'ein shom pachad kol kach miachitzonim kanal. When we're not that afraid of the klipos, the forces of the Sitra Achra. We know, for example, there are many halachas in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that relate to this. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to go out at night alone. Why? We're afraid. Nighttime is a time of the Sitra Achra, Klipos. He's vulnerable as a Talmud Chacham. He's the kind of prey they would want to pounce on. And because it's nighttime, that's a time that they're more prevalent, so you shouldn't do it. By day is something totally different. So here again, Rav Nosson Zal showing us the differentiation between day versus night, between Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebapeh. Ve'im afal pikein yovoi eze pniya kala shaloi lishma balimudoi. And if, when this teacher is teaching the Torah Shebichsav to those students, if he does experience a slight thought of loy lishma, adarabah. Just then it's the opposite of what you would have thought, meaning hutoiva umaila, it's a benefit, it's a good thing. Me'achar shehu rochoik mishaloi lishmo, because since he's still very far from major shaloi lishmo, v'chol halimud hu lishmo, and the vast majority of the learning is lishmo, tzrichin behechreich eze b'china shaloi lishmo, we require a small degree of loy lishmo, kedei lahamshich shefa. In order to draw Shefa, which comes from that left side. We know for a woman prepares a soup, a delicious, delicious soup, and she spent hours buying the best vegetables and the best this and everything and peeling them and cleaning them and up, and puts it into a big pot of fresh, clean water, mineral water, or filtered water. It's got all the miles in it. Then she goes to the closet, takes out the pepper, loads up a spoon of pepper, and the son sees, he says, "What are you, crazy? That stuff tastes horrible. Don't put that in there." She says, no, don't worry. I know what I'm... "No, mommy, don't. You worked so hard to prepare all the ingredients of the soup. You're going to put that horrible tasting..." She says, "You don't understand. You're right. When you taste pepper from a spoon, it's horrible. But when I put this quantity of pepper in a huge pot of soup like that, you're going to see that it's going to enhance the flavor. Not only isn't going to harm it, but that pepper is going to make that soup taste three times as good as it would if we didn't put in the pepper, the salt and the pepper." So here you see an example that this item, which by itself is definitely looked upon as a negative item, but in certain circumstances, that item not only isn't it negative, it turns around and it becomes a plus.
And this is why the Gemara says, "Shal Torah shebichsav mekablen schar bishvil pisuk taimim." That when a person is teaching Torah shebichsav, the payment that he's getting is for the pisuk taimim, like for being able to teach when to stop, when the person is supposed to stop, when the person is supposed to continue, the musical notes, how to read it correctly. That's what he's getting it for. That's what the payment is really for. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki yodua shebechinas ha-taimim hi bechinas ho-elyoina shebechol ha-madregois shel taimim nekudois tagim oisiois." We know that the Torah is comprised of four basic components, four ingredients. The letters, which are the lowest level, then comes the crowns on the letters, on those special letters, shatnez getz. Then comes the vowels. Then comes the musical notes, which is the highest, highest level in the Torah, is those taimim, those musical notes. So Rav Nosson says, we know that the taimim is the highest level. This is why when a Rebbe is teaching Torah shebechsav, the Gemara emphasizes that for the trup, he's allowed to take payment. For the teaching of the music, the musical notes, he's allowed to take payment. Ki ein shom pachad hachitzoinim shelo yizgaber hashelo yilishmo. Because there, within that domain, within the domain of taimim, we ain't afraid of no klipois, no sitrachra, no chitzoinim, no loyilishmo. Ki shom hu bechinas kuloi toiv. Because once you get up to that level, to the level of the taimim, which corresponds to the Olam Ha'atzilus, we know the four components of the Torah, Oisiyos, Tagim, Nekudos, Tamim, corresponds to Asiya, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Asiya. So once you get up to such a high place, the musical notes which correspond to Atzilus, there it's called Kuloi Toiv. It's all good. There is no left side over there. Bechinas Toyameho Chayim Zochu. As the Pasuk says, Toyameho means those who taste it. The word Toyameho is also Miloshin Tamim. The musical notes, Chayim Zochu. One who's over there is Zoche to life. Shehataimim Heim Bechinas Chayim Va'arichas Yomim. The musical notes, they're associated with life and long life, longevity of life. Oirech yomim, shehu bechinas oirech yomim biyemina. That's the right side of the Torah. That's all the way to the right, where it says long life is on the right side of the Torah. Veze bechinas, and this is also what the pasuk says: ta'amu ureu ki toiv Hashem. Again, the word ta'amu, which relates to tamim, the musical notes. There you'll see that Hashem is toiv. Ki ha-taimim heim bechinas kuloi toiv. Because the musical notes, that represents an area that's kuloi toiv, and therefore there's no worry of the left side, of the sitra achra or anything like that. So therefore, when a Rebbe is teaching Torah Shebechsav, even if he's not teaching the musical notes, even if he's teaching Taich, let's say, since in the Torah Shebechsav you have the Taimim, we say that his payment is for the Taimim. That's going for the Taimim. And that, again, serves as a protection. Once you're plugged into the Taimim, you don't have to worry about the Loy Lishmo having any kind of negative effect. Baruch Hashem.